with your Cardinals lanyard?
I had to stick it in there best I could.
So you are, how long, you've been a Cardinal fan all your life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Sean's a Pittsburgh fan.
Yeah, right. I can't say anything to either one of you. We're behind both you guys, so I'll just sit here quietly.
Well, I'm just glad to see the Cubs back on track. We had rough 6 out of 7 games we lost there in a row, so that was that was difficult.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for you. I know. Rough 6 out of 7. It's been a rough season for us so far.
Yeah, but
so.
It's been 1908 for me.
Yeah, true. Well, you're right. You're right.
You've only had a couple of decades to deal with.
Right, right.
And the Cardinals have 8 championships, so we really need to shut up, Sean.
They need a year off just to get regrouped.
Yeah, could you guys take a year off out of the Major League Baseball?
Maybe, yeah. I thought they were this year, but you don't.
Well, Joe, I'm so glad you came in. This is a beautiful weekend, a wonderful weekend to enjoy Independence Day, our nation's birthday. It also means fireworks will be going on. So,
yes, it does.
Tell us about fireworks safety, what you want folks to know.
Well, I want to start off, you know, fireworks are fun. Everybody enjoys them. The downside, obviously, statistics show about 10,000 people are going to be seriously injured with fireworks this year, okay? And about 500 of those people are going to lose vision in 1 or 2 of their eyes. So, you know, just for starters, fireworks aren't safe. You know, they, on the fire side of it, they'll start about 20,000 fires is what statistics shows this year just from fireworks.
So what do you recommend? How do you have a good time and be safe?
Well, I think... on the safety aspect of it, with the fireworks that are legal in the state of Illinois, parent supervision, if the kids are using the fireworks, wear gloves, safety glasses, you know, have a garden hose nearby in case a fire starts, that type of thing. Don't do it near your house, and try to, have fun, but do it safely.
Okay. And also those who are actually lighting the fireworks probably want to be careful of their alcohol intake.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I'm sure that has a play into the statistics.
Okay. Yeah. And when are fireworks for us this weekend at Citizens Lake?
Monday. I'm pretty sure Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
Citizens Lake at dusk.
Monday at dusk. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Anything else on fireworks safety you want to talk about, Joe?
Not the safety. I can run down, you know, a few of the fireworks that in the state of Illinois that are legal, and I'll start with the good ones. You know, the bottle rockets, firecrackers, Roman candles. And the list goes on. Okay. Basically, anything that flies or blows up is illegal. The city of Monmouth also has ordinances, you know, that pertain to the fireworks too. So, if we have complaints or officers see people, you know, utilizing illegal fireworks, you could run the chance of getting them taken away from you and getting a ticket for it. So, unfortunately, they are illegal here in the state of Illinois.
So, usually pretty quiet for you guys on fireworks weekend, on Independence Day weekend?
No, we're fairly busy. Okay. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, travel different places, and they buy fireworks and bring them back. And you'll probably start hearing them, you know, every day and night now for about 2 weeks. And so we stay pretty busy.
Okay. Everything else going well at the police department?
Yes.
Any news? Burglaries? Anything like that? Are they? Is any of that calming down?
No, it's
still out there.
No, it's still out there. It's steady, and the same things that we talk about all the time. Keep your doors locked, keep your cars locked, you know, don't make it easy for someone to take your stuff.
And most of it is car and truck burglaries, not residential.
Yes, yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to be aware of this summer?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Good luck to your Cardinals.
Thank you. Need it, I think.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Deputy Police Chief Joe Schweitzer with us on 1330 WRAM and FM 94.1. It is.